The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hi, folks. Welcome. Good to be with you. So, been out of this world for a bunch of years, but still kind of sometimes I'm reading psychological, psychiatric research, and was listening to an interview yesterday with a sleep medicine expert, and said something that struck me as relevant for us. So the doctor says, many of my patients say to me, I've lost control of my sleep. And I say to them, you never had it and you never will. What you can control in this therapy is being awake. And we know the more hours you're awake, the more chemicals you're building in your head and your brain, the more the sleep drive is being built, and that's going to help you down the road. And so the argument here is like, okay, you do not control your sleep. You control being awake. In this context, it was like not napping, not laying in bed for hours, trying to get to bed, but not sleeping. You've not lost control of your sleep. You never had it, right? And so that's in the context of sleep therapy for people suffering with insomnia. But I heard that as a Dharma person and was like, oh, you actually also can say in this realm, like, you don't control waking up either. You don't exactly control being aware. You never had it. You never will. What we do control is showing up and directing our attention in a way and cultivating an attitude of patience, surrender, kindness. That's our job. Just like the sleep patient, their job is to stay awake, not fall asleep. Our job is mostly to show up. And then we let nature take its course. So let's sit together. So what if you considered the possibility that your job is almost completely done just in being here? In your willingness. Your job is to invite some measure of relaxation. But to forgive all that is not relaxed. Your job is to be still and trust that even discomfort or pain has something to teach us. Your job is to take a kind of heart gesture of surrender rather than control. Awareness, concentration, samadhi. That's not your job. Perhaps we direct our attention to our breathing, scattering the attentional forces around simple rhythm. And just like the sleep patients advise not to keep checking to see if they're closer to sleep, we're advised not to keep checking our mind to make sure it's aware. We just offer our attention, take our hands off some of the dials. Breathe. And trust the process of falling awake. Our job is not to manufacture peace, but to make peace with imperfection. The tides of greed and aversion are just a signal of imperfection. We make peace with it. But you do not have to manufacture goodness or awareness. You do not have to make yourself right. Just keep offering ourselves up to this moment and trusting nature to take its course. We call to mind that we're with the Sangha, that we're breathing together. That we're in a lineage of wakefulness, wisdom, compassion. We let thoughts such as this season our mind. Soften us. Create conditions for us to fall awake.